Hi, everybody, and welcome to this great event today. My name is Jody Samuels, and I'll tell you a little bit about my background shortly, but today we are going to show you a simple Elliott Wave timing tool to find trades and how to count the waves without counting the waves. So I'm actually going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to show you some wave counts, and I'm going to show you the corresponding indicators that we use. It's called the Wavy Tunnel Pro to count the waves without counting the waves. So it should be very interesting. I'm also going to show you our tool that we've developed. It's an Elliott Wave tool, and it shows you the different waves within the sequence, but I'll share all of that with you as we go through it. Please read the disclaimer to yourselves. Thank you. So we're going to start out by looking at some wave counts, but then we're going to talk about how to locate and trade the end of trend trades using a simple tool. And this will show you like how to find the end of the trend setup with indicators and wave counts, getting in when others are selling and getting out near the top when others are buying. So I'm going to show you that whole structure. And then we're going to show you how to find trades with the Elite Scanner Tool and Indicator Suite. And I'm going to give you some special pricing for the Elite Scanner Tool and Indicator Suite at the end. So this is me when I spoke about my book, The Trader's Pendulum. So this is my background. I was an interbank trader at JP Morgan. I started trading a long, long time ago in the early 80s. And I traded the British pound from 240 down to 103, back up to the 150s. And then I became a proprietary trader, meaning I traded positions only. I was also the assistant chief dealer of the trading desk. And then I was moved to Canada to run a small group in a smaller office. So my background had been Forex while at the bank. And I started learning Elliott Wave analysis right from the get-go. We hired an analyst from the floor of the Chicago Board of Trade, and he immediately taught us pivot points and Elliott Wave analysis. And I watched all of the Robert Prechter videos, and he was right on the desk with us 20 traders. So we had an analyst sitting by our side, basically all day long during the trading day, because as you can imagine, as a trader, it's hard. Well, even though we had our own charts, because JP Morgan was at the forefront of developing technology back then, and they started collecting data right at the get-go, right at the beginning. So I had my charts in front of me, but we had an analyst by our side. So that's sort of how I modeled my business as I developed the FX Trader's Edge. And since that time, I've also gone into stocks myself and options and futures trading. In fact, I traded futures for 2 years when I left the bank by myself. And I traded for 2 years. I looked at like 10 different markets every single day. And then, so that was my foray into this market. So today I'm going to show you a mixture of, you know, instruments, different markets, as I really trade everything. So back to my book, The Trader's Pendulum. When you think about the pendulum swings in the market, you think about the market pendulum first, because those are the market swings. And in Elliott Wave analysis, the markets move up in trend and they correct in three-wave corrections. So that's the market pendulum. And the idea is you don't want to get in near the top. You want to get in during the move. If it's a momentum move. And by learning Elliott Wave analysis, you can learn how to structure your trades, whether you're day trading or position trading or swing trading, when to get out and when to get in. And the financial pendulum is all about the profits and losses that a trader will have. And in order to stay profitable as a trader, money management and trade management are really, really key. So it's not necessarily about the perfect entry. It's about managing your trade once you're in. And the emotional pendulum is, I read a lot about the emotional pendulum in the book, all kinds of emotions. And really the book was a culmination of my trading career up until that point. The book was published at the end of 2015, so it's old now, but it still applies. And all of the emotions that I experienced as a trader that I'm sure you experience, and we can summarize that as a continuum of emotions between fear and greed. So let's see how that. So what process do I follow to find trades, have the confidence to pull the trigger and manage my trades with clarity? We already discussed this a bit. The market map, I'm going to show you the market map. That's the analysis. That's the Elliott Wave analysis. And then the strategy, you need a tool. So I developed a great strategy called the Wavy Tunnel Pro to represent the market waves in Elliott Wave analysis. And then finally, trade management and money management using optimal risk reward. That is key, as we've already discussed. So some trading tips: being organized can help you take your trading to the next level. Do you have a checklist for high probability trades? Once in a trade, do you manage it well? Do you take losses and move on, or do you add to lean positions? Do you keep track of your trades, and do you learn from your mistakes or do the same things over and over again, expecting different results? So this is just So the market map analysis. The first step in achieving consistency is to have a thorough knowledge of the market to determine possible future scenarios and be prepared to take advantage of opportunities that arise. And in our system, we use the market map in order to provide market context and increase the likelihood of successful outcomes. So Ralph Nelson Elliott, I'm sure you've heard a lot about him this week, studied various markets indices over a 75-year period in the 1930s, and that was before the markets and the data was automated. So he poured through thousands of stock market data while he was bedridden, and he discovered that stock markets traded in repetitive cycles, and then that these cycles or waves reflected the emotions of investors. And that's what we follow today. And the other key player in all of this, Leonardo Fibonacci, an Italian mathematician born in the 12th century, and he discovered the Fibonacci sequence of numbers, a sequence of numbers after 0 and 1, where each successive number is the sum of the two previous numbers. And this is where our Fibonacci retracements come in from the sequence, and our Fibonacci extensions come in from this sequence. So Fibonacci plays a big role in Elliott Wave analysis, as it does in strictly Fibonacci trading and harmonic trading. This is the complete market cycle, the market map that I've alluded to. The market map is this is from the Frost and Prechter book, 5 waves up followed by 3 waves down. So after every 5 wave sequence, you have a correction, a 3 wave correction. And what this means is that you can make money on 3 wave moves as well. So let's say we're down here and you buy, or the market moves up and it comes down and you buy here, or you buy once we take out the top of this wave one. You can always make money after 3 waves. You might not convince that we're going to do a wave 4 and a wave 5, but you can always make money from 3 wave moves. So that is a little tip for you, and that has to do with trends and with corrections. You can always make money on a 3 wave correction as well. So I typically look for the 3 wave moves, especially now that the markets are pretty complicated and we have a lot of 3 wave moves, less 5 wave moves. So you can always make money on 3 wave moves. And in fact, this is called a move of equality, where you have the first leg and then the correction, and then the second leg is at least 100% of the first leg. And since this is a wave 3, typically it will be more than 100%, but 100% is your safest bet. Looking at this, we also see a lot of technical analysis patterns that you might be familiar with, such as head and shoulders patterns. So at the end of a 5-wave sequence, this is a nice head and shoulders pattern. And this is a 3, 4, 5, and then 1, 2. And then once we take out the neckline, we're on our merry way for the correction. You see head and shoulder patterns at the end of every wave sequence. So at the end of the wave five of one, the end of the wave C of two, these are all head and shoulder patterns. And you can literally trade these for the next sequence up and treat them as head and shoulders patterns if you see that more clearly. So these are pivot points, turning points, and swing highs and lows. So once we have a move down and a lower high, this is our indication that once we turn around and start to move down, we are going to make a lower low for a three-wave corrective sequence. This is also a 1-2-3 reversal pattern where the market makes a move down and the market moves up without taking out the high and then turns around down, back down again. This is called the bull trap, the bull bee trap, because at this point, the market still thinks that the market is bullish and that this is first leg is just a correction and that this B wave is going to continue on up and make a new high. When it doesn't, and when it ends in three waves and it starts to turn around, let that be an alert in your head to say, okay, this is coming down further. So this is how I've represented the market map. And traders typically tend to get greedy up here. They're optimistic and they're exuberant and they tend to buy up here when we should be taking profits up here or selling. And it's not easy to do. I mean, the head, the mind, the brain has to be trained not to be exuberant up here. It goes against, you know, what we naturally do. So it's not easy. And then the market moves down and this is the bull bee trap where, again, traders think, okay, I bought up here, I'm going to buy more down here, or whatever. It's going to go up now and they buy here. And what happens? It turns around and comes down. And at this point, this is where we should be buying, but this is where traders bail, they're panicked and discouraged, and they experience fear. Fear. Who can relate to this? Fear and greed. Loading up here, type a Y in the box if you can relate to this, and bailing down here. Has anybody ever done that before? Has anybody ever done that before? Okay, I just want to make sure you're listening. All right, a few people have done that, so maybe not many of you are listening. Blush. I know, it's embarrassing. Okay, so you don't want to admit it. I get it. Sometimes I don't want to admit it either because I still make mistakes. Okay, so let's move on and let's see how we can use this in our trading. So by the way, Warren Buffett says, the perfect contrarian, be fearful when others are greedy and be greedy when others are fearful. So he succinctly put it that up here, we need to be fearful. And down here, we need to be greedy. On the left, we have our market map. This is the uptrend. And then on the right is our Wavy Tunnel Pro setup. So this, if you can see that this is a wave three peak because the awesome oscillator is at a peak. And then I'm labeling this a wave five because we have divergence in the awesome oscillator. We have a lower high in the awesome oscillator. It's the less than sign. Price makes a higher high and the awesome oscillator makes a lower high. So this is how I count the waves without really counting the waves. So I use the awesome oscillator to count this for a wave three and a wave five. And then we expect the market to move down to this point. This is the tunnel. And this is a great one of our great trade setups. It's called the fill the gap trade. It's just the gap between the wave and the tunnel. And we would take that for the move down for the wave C into the tunnel. This is a nice little contrarian trade. Trading the ABC leg. And this also helps us to stay out of trouble once we break below the wave after we've had a significant uptrend and we can't anticipate a move down to below the tunnel. And this is called our breakout four trade. And we'll show you how we've automated this trade to find this level precisely. So these are our wavy, these are some of the trades that you can take. Trade number one is buying for the wave three. So we've made a five wave move up for a wave 10 to one, and then we have a correction, and corrections can be steep or sideways. So there are various ways that markets can correct. and we would buy for the wave three. Now, where do we buy? We would buy upon a break of this wave one. That's the most conservative level. We want confirmation that we are actually taking out this level before moving higher. And the wave five trade is trade number two. This is buying the wave four. Okay. And sometime, and this is a nice retracement back into the wave. We don't want to be buying up here when price is stretched away from the moving average. We don't want to be buying up here. We want to buy when the market either comes back to this filter line, if we are in a strong uptrend, or if we come back in the wave looking for a wave five higher. And we have a peak in the awesome oscillator. So once this wave five completes, we have divergence. And then trade number three would be to sell the wave A or the wave C. So once we break down below here, and your stop is above wave five or wave B, depending on where you take it. And then finally, trade number four is buying the end of the wave C. Okay, and this is what I'm going to show you a lot of today. So this corresponds, this setup corresponds to the eight-wave market cycle. And notice that Elliott wave channels, well, channeling the Elliott wave cycles, the moves are very key. So the five-wave sequence, you can literally draw a channel around that. And then you can draw a channel connecting the tops and bottoms for the correction. So you can always trade within the channel. And once we break through the channel, and here we can create another channel right up here for the wave five move, the internal wave five here. So you can always trade within the channels. And once we break down, that's a good indication that the market will turn around. So learn how to count the waves without really counting the waves using the Wavy Tuttle Pro, and can confirm with wave counts. So I'm going to start by showing you, this is NASDAQ. This is the futures market. And this is where we are on the daily chart. I'm going to show you the Wavy Tunnel setup first, and then I'm going to show you the wave count. So our purple arrow indicates the end of a move, and that can be the end of a wave three, the end of a wave five. We don't know because I have no wave counts on this chart. We do have a peak in the awesome oscillator and then a lower peak here. So we can call this a wave three of three and a wave five of three if we want, based on the awesome oscillator. And then look what happens. We move down. We can call this a wave A, and we can call this a three-wave B-wave move, looking for a third leg down to the tunnel. That's a possibility. And I know that if some of you are long stocks, whatever, you don't want to see that. But we have to take this as a possibility that, yes, in fact, this could be an A, B, and we are moving down here. And I would expect us to stop down here somewhere below this tunnel. So maybe the 14,000 level, if in fact we do break below this wave. So this is the dotted line across. It's very likely that if we do break down below this wave, then we will approach this tunnel. On the other hand, we've only done three waves up. So if we start to take out these highs and make a new high, well, then we can count this as a five-wave move up. And we can say that this correction is finished and that we are headed higher. So I'm not telling you where it's going. I'm giving you the possibilities. Now, this is the futures data. I'm going to show you now. This is the QQQ with TF, and you can see the pattern is exactly the same where we have the move into this area, the gap between the wave and the tunnel, and then we have a three-wave move up, and we're at a juncture now. I took these charts yesterday, so they're not updated as of today. I did this presentation yesterday afternoon, okay? So these are fixed as of yesterday afternoon, but it's a daily chart, so it doesn't really matter. So again, the same levels apply. And then finally, I'm showing you the CFD on the MT4 or MT5 Forex trading platform. The levels might be a little bit different, but the patterns are pretty well the same. They're a little bit different. Forex is a 24-hour market, so they might be a little bit different, but the pattern looks pretty similar. So I've marked out the levels for a move lower and a move higher. So that's the S&P. So now let's look at the wave count. Now, this is these wave counts are provided by Wave Basis, and if you'd like to try it out, you can go to my website, wavytunnelpro.com/wavebasis, and you'll get a trial. So I just ran that. I told you it was the S&P. No, it's NASDAQ, not the S&P, the NQ. Okay, I apologize. I realize I said S&P, NASDAQ. So this is the NQ, the futures count. And look, same sort of count. Is this a wave three? Maybe, question mark. Is this an A? Is this a B? Maybe, question mark. And then we can come down for a C. Maybe this will not be a wave B if we, again, take out this high and we have five waves up. Because all trends start with five waves up, followed by a three-wave correction. Right now, we can only count three up. So we're thinking as long as top holds, then we can trade lower. If this top is taken out, then this count will change. And then maybe this will see five waves up, followed by three waves down, and we're off to the races. But I don't know. Okay? I just don't know. So that's NASDAQ. Now let's look at the S&P. Similar pattern, right? As to NASDAQ, similar pattern. Yeah, similar patterns, all similar patterns. We're at a juncture now. So this is the ES futures market daily, same story. We have a peak in the awesome oscillator, finding my cursor here, peak in the awesome oscillator up here. And we've made one move down. We can call that an A. We can call this a B. And then are we going to make a move down for a wave C? I don't know. Or are we going to take out this high and have five waves up? This, by the way, you learned in the last session, I just came in towards the end about overlap. So this will have to be a leading diagonal if we do make a new high. So you're probably thinking, well, wave four goes into the price territory of wave one. Yes, it does. So that's why it has to be called a leading diagonal, which happens can happen in the wave one position if, in fact, we take up this price high. So now let's look at the SPY. This is the SPY ETF. Same pattern. Now, I didn't draw these dotted lines on here like I did on NASDAQ, but same pattern. And now we will look at the S&P on the Forex trading platform, same pattern. So we're at a critical juncture here. Are we going to take out these lows and trade lower, or are we going to take out these highs and trade higher? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Okay. My website, by the way, my main website is fxtradersedge.com, and my Wavy Tunnel Pro website is where we have all of our education. Okay, and the back office for the members, because that's what we do. It's wavytunnelpro.com. It applies to all markets, not just Forex. I originally started out the company with Forex, so that's why FX Traders Edge. I know it's confusing. So now let's look at the wave count. Well, same sort of story. Is this the end of the wave three? And is this the end of the wave four? You see, this was labeled a little bit differently. Or will this be the A? Will this be the B? And are we moving down for the C? But what I love about the wavy tunnel is that you see the structure of where we're meant to go. Now, of course, in Elliott wave analysis, the reason why this is labeled the wave four is because wave four is supposed to travel to the price territory of the previous wave four, which it has already done. So that's why it's saying, oh, well, okay, the odds are that this could be finished, and it could be, but we're going to have to take out these price highs. So I hope this is a little bit clear for you as to how we're thinking. Now let's look at the Russell. I'm going a little bit too slow if I want to show you all the other stuff. Let's look at the Russell. Russell is a little bit different because we've already hit the tunnel. So with the Russell, I'm going to show you here. That was the futures. This is ETF, and this is Russell 2000 on the Forex trading platform. So you see all the patterns are the same, but does this look different? This looks very, very sideways. I'm going to show you why it looks different. on this by showing you the weekly chart just on the Russell. So this is very interesting because we have a peak up here and we had beautiful divergence up here. So this was a gorgeous, gorgeous sell opportunity right around here once we broke down below the wave because we had beautiful divergence here. Okay, look, we couldn't even muster, a higher peak out of this when price made a higher high. But look what's happening here. We've almost formed a triangle. Okay, so with this, I mean, the best time to buy this is on a break of these highs or, at this support area. But if we break this support area, we trade lower. And if we break this resistance area, we could trade higher. So Russell is in a very, very clear trading range. And you can also see that because the wave and the tunnel are just sitting on top of one another on the weekly chart. So that's why we're having bigger swings on Russell because this is a different corrective pattern. Now, could we go lower from here? I mean, I don't think so personally, but I don't know. So I am looking for maybe a move down to this level, but then a move back up and a break higher. That's just my personal opinion. And here is the wave count. It's calling the same wave count as the others, but it's calling this a wave one and then an AB, possibly a wave C down. So I don't know. I don't know. And then this is the Dow. Sort of little slightly different pattern than NASDAQ and the S&P because we've already hit the tunnel. This is the futures, this is the ETF, and this is the Forex trading platform. Okay, and here is the wave count. A. Now this is labeling it a little bit different. If this is an A, then this would be a B and we would be doing a C up. So not clear here. Pretty well. The question is the same. Have we completed this correction down for all of the indices or not? Is this just the B wave bull trap? And then we are going to go lower first. So that's really the question. And gold is pretty well sideways. I don't want to talk too much about gold. Now, there is a little bit of difference between the Forex trading platform and the futures. And again, gold is a 24-hour market on the Forex, and there's also the contract change. So it's just, it's a little bit different. And this is the weekly. You can see this consolidation, weekly consolidation. As long as we hold the wave here, the 1900 area, then this looks corrective to me. We should be trading higher, but we can consolidate for a while. This could be a lengthy correction. So this wave count is also calling for a C wave down. It seems that these wave counts are calling for C waves down on all of these. Okay, now let's look at some stock examples and looking for ideal scanner setup. So we are going to be looking for the breakout four trade after a big ABC correction. And that would be or the end of the trend trade after a five wave sequence. But we are going to focus on the ABC trade after a big ABC correction. Now, if the indices pan out like this, then we will have massive opportunities to buy on the indices or, on the indices at this level. But we're not there yet. We're somewhere in here, okay, on all of the indices and on gold. So are we going to, is this going to pan out like this on the indices? I don't know. But let's look at some stocks where it has done. So this is the pattern, by the way. We have the purple arrow on top, and then we have the gray arrow down below. And these would be buy areas, okay? And this is all programmed. These are weekly charts that it took a while ago. These are all automated and programmed in our scanner to find these setups. So big, big pullbacks. This is one of the many setups that you can look for. Now, I ran this scanner yesterday. This is on TradeStation, and I'm just going to show you these four charts. If we move to the right, we have the ready and the signal for the breakout four. So the readies happened several weeks ago, and the signal happened 7 weeks ago. But I'm going to show you that it doesn't matter. Like it's better to see the signal earlier, but I'll show you because we if we have a pullback, it's it'd still be a nice time to get in. So let's start with ABBV. I have the weekly chart on the left and the daily chart on the right. So on the left, I just want you to understand the pattern that we have the purple dot up here, and the wave has separated from the tunnel nicely. And we are looking for a nice three-wave move back into the tunnel where we have the gray dot. And then the green arrow, it just shows up once we have that trigger. Okay, we have it on the scanner and it also shows up on the charts. So, had we seen this down here, we might have looked at a smaller time frame, the daily chart, and taken this trade off of a 1-2-3 reversal. So, above like royal blue. So, above here, we might have triggered the trade down here. So, this is late, but now we are having a pullback. Now we are having a pullback. So we can continue to monitor this. We hit the first profit target and we are having a pullback. What's interesting about this also is on the daily, this was telling us time to take some profits up here because we had the breakout for going the opposite way. And that's what typically happens. So when I do take a weekly trade, I do look for that profit-taking level on the daily for when we have the gray dot on the daily and the red arrow moving down. I didn't personally take this trade, unfortunately. I didn't. Truth be told. Yeah, I guess I wasn't. Yeah, I didn't take this one. It's not because it wasn't a good setup. It was a very good setup. I just didn't see it. So now we are moving down. And we want to watch this daily chart because if we move down, we had a nice five-wave move up, and we're doing a three-wave move down, we could have another opportunity to get in. And I did the wave count for this. So this is calling a yeah, so this is calling it the end of the wave four. So that's exactly what the breakout four is. And we did five waves up. We're doing three waves down. It's calling it an A question mark. Yeah, I'm not sure why that is, but that's okay. And so we're looking for it to come down for a buy on that. The next one is ELV, same pattern. Look, this triggered the buy here. This triggered the buy here. Not so easy to get in because we gapped up literally. And now we're pulling back. And then here is the pattern, the Elliott wave count. So this is calling it a wave 1-2-1-2. So we're in the pullback. So if you are trading stocks, you can take a look at these more carefully. KDP, same story. Like beautiful, beautiful. It called this bottom here, and on the scanner, and this was a really nice trade entry right over here on the daily for a buy. And then what happens? We hit the first profit target. And then what happened? We didn't hit the first profit target on the weekly. These are, by the way, Fibonacci levels that you can change in the software. So we get the gray arrow, which says, okay, maybe we should take some profits up here. So nice, nice move up. So you can take trades like you can sell puts underneath this level, or you can do a you can buy a call, do a vertical spread, or you can buy the underlying, whatever you want if you're trading stocks. And here is the wave count. So this is saying that we could come down again and make a new low below the wave A. And then finally, MOS, same pattern and beautiful trade on the weekly to get in here and looking for the first profit target on the daily. Just beautiful. And here is the this is saying that we've done a wave one and a wave two and we're ready to move up again. So these are four stocks that you might want to take a look at. Now, how do you confirm the market reversal? So I just told you to go down to a smaller time frame to look for a 1-2-3 reversal pattern when these show up. And you also want to look at the candlesticks, so long tails or engulfing patterns. We'll show you the end of the move. You want to see awesome oscillator divergence at the end of the move, and you can also do a trend line break. So our software actually prints the trend lines automatically, and we have trend line breaks as well, but I didn't show you that. And this is what a 1-2-3 reversal looks like. So at a market top, you want to wait for the market pulls down and trades back up. This is your A, your B, or your one, your wave one, wave two. And then we would enter here on a break of the wave two. And I always like to do this on a look at this on a smaller time frame. So I like scanning on the weekly charts, and I like looking at the smaller time frames to for entry and exits. So this is an example of where you would enter. This is an example of where you would enter for the way the move up. You can also enter on the wave at the wave three. You can enter on the candlestick patterns. We have a long tail here. We have a nice green candle moving up and two red candles moving down. This is a smaller 1-2-3 reversal. So you could enter over here. So it would be an early entry. So now let's look at the scanner tool indicator suite, and let's learn a little bit more. Let's look at MT4, TradeStation, and MotiveWave. So if you are trading Forex, well, you can trade the CFDs on the MT4 as we've shown. But let's just talk about the six wavy tunnel setups that can be found on the scanner. And you can use the wavy tunnel setup to find these trades yourself. So we have the PW fill the gap. So that would be at the end of the wave five, the price to the wave. And then we have the retracement and then the fill the gap trade. It's the gap between the wave and the tunnel. That's one trade. And then the breakout one is when the wave crosses above the tunnel. That kicks off the move. The breakout three trade, those are moves off of the wave three or off of a trend move. So short retracements back into the filter or back into the wave. And the breakout four is what we discussed already, the end of this wave C, and plus automatic trend line breaks. And it's difficult to watch all the pairs unless you can get alerted when there is a setup, and then you can go to the chart and take the trade if it meets your risk criteria. So this is what our MT4 scanner looks like. So this is not recent. Okay, I have stock indices and bonds here, the weekly, the daily, the 4 hour, and the 1 hour. And we have the breakout one trade. We have the breakout four trade. And these are all of our trend line break trades. And our end of the trend trades show up under the breakout one column. And then we have commodities. Okay, and I guess I'm going to show you this. This is the gold, silver spread on the hourly chart, and we have a one since we've discussed breakout four, a one on the breakout four. So let's take a look at that. And this is how it shows up, like the gray arrow right over here, and we have the purple arrow over here. We have nice divergence up here, nice level to buy. So this is buying gold over silver, meaning that gold should be stronger than silver if, you know, on a move up. And this is the gray arrow. This is the gray arrow, which signals the breakout four trade that showed up on our scanner. Okay. We also have the trend line. So you can wait until we can out this trend line to trade it higher. Now, this is our radar screen components, the inputs. So you can put in all of your symbols. You can put in all of your time frames. These are the breakout one trades. Do you want to show the breakout one, true or false? Do you want to show the breakout four, true or false? Do you want to show the trend lines, true or false? You can customize this. Do you want to get alerts, breakout one alerts, breakout four alerts, the trend line breakout alerts? So you can get your own alerts, set your own alerts. This is Forex. So again, since we're talking about the breakout four trade, let's look at the Canada Swiss on the daily. And this is not recent. I apologize. I didn't have a chance to update this yesterday. Okay. And this is the breakout four short. Okay. Here's the gray arrow. So it's just telling us that we have completed this move into the tunnel. Now we also get alerts for the purple arrow, and it's really cool when you get it on three consecutive time frames, okay, and at the same time, and you can see that on the scanner, and we can also see that on our multi-time frame indicator, which I won't get into right now. So looking at the wave count on this, sometimes it's if you have wave counts that you can look at, fine, that's great because it confirm the view. What we're looking for is this a wave four? Okay, should we be selling it here? And this is also confirming the view that we had the wave three, and this is the correction for the wave four. So you don't need the wave counts because you can read the waves just based on the setups that I'm teaching you today. But this is a little confirmation. Okay. Now I see some questions. Okay, let me just pause here and just answer some questions for you. The tunnel isn't VWAP. The tunnel is there are two moving averages. The moving averages, I'll tell you what they are, 144 and 169. You don't have TradeStation in Canada. I'm also in Canada. I can't set up a live trading account, but I can pay monthly for the TradeStation, and I can get that as a Canadian. So it's demo data on the TradeStation. So I do not trade off of the TradeStation. I have my thinkorswim account that I trade off of. But yes, as a Canadian, you can get TradeStation. We do sell the scanner. I'm going to show you that at the end of the presentation. And there is a tutorial absolutely on how to use the Wave Basis platform. But again, please sign up through this link, and then there are lots of tutorials. You said that you will pull up some early signals. Aren't you going to do that? Oh my gosh, I don't know what that refers to. Did you happen to see any relationship between Elliott Wave harmonics and fibs? Can you speak about that? Absolutely. So in my program, which I wasn't going to offer you today, but you can see it on the wavytunnelpro.com website, we do talk about, we have a whole training module on harmonics, and we put together Fibonacci with Elliott Wave and harmonics. And I call harmonics the icing on the cake. And you can see harmonic pat once you start to look for harmonic patterns, you see them with the at the end of swing moves. It's really fantastic, really, really great when you do that. Okay. When you add harmonics to the mix. Ah, okay. David. Oh, okay. Well, let's see what I can do. I was just told that I can take some extra time if I want, because Anka had to cancel the next spot. Okay, I guess we can do that. Let me just ask you a question here. What would you, if I do take some time in the next slot, what would you, oh, while showing some stocks. Okay, what would you like me to show you? Maybe you can type some stuff in the box while I continue with this presentation, and I'll see what we can do ad hoc. Okay, I know what you're talking about. While showing some stocks. Okay, early entry. Yes, I will. I'll show you that. I'll show you that in a second. So let's just continue on with the presentation first, and then I will take requests. Okay, I'll answer all your questions. All right, how's that? This is the Forex trading, and this is the radar screen that we put up using the currencies, and I have it set up to show the daily and the 4 hour and the 1 hour. And here I sorted by breakout one because I wanted to see the end of the trend move. Okay, the end of the trend move. So where you see a one, you'll see the purple arrow. So if we look at the New Zealand yen on the H4, there's a one. On the daily, there's a one. On the H1, there's a three. So now let's look at the New Zealand yen and let me show you what I mean. So this is the 4 hour. We have a purple arrow at the top. We have nice divergence here. So this means that this could potentially be the end of this move. We also have the multi-time frame indicator, which is one higher time frame and one lower time frame. The middle time frame is this 4 hour. The higher is the daily, the lower is the 1 hour. And we have all green, meaning that we were moving up on all three time frames, and then suddenly we have gray dots. This means that we have a purple arrow on three consecutive time frames. Now let's look at the that was the 4 hour. Now let's see what the wave count shows. So the wave count shows that this is potentially the end of a wave three. Okay, so that's the end of a five-wave sequence. Okay. Actually, wait, let me just see this. Two, three, three. The end of the wave three, four, five. Oh, interesting. So it has put the end of the three. It has ended the purple wave three here. Okay, so that's interesting. I guess I didn't show you the daily and the 1 hour, but we would have seen purple arrows on both. Now, how would you trade this? Like, because sometimes these arrows can repaint. Okay. So how you would trade it is you would look at the 1 hour chart, that you'd go to a smaller time frame and you look for the one, two, three reversal, or you could look for a trend line break. So I'm very interested if this were on the 4 hour were to break down below this wave, looking for it to trade lower. It's possible that it just trades into the wave and then trades higher again. Like, we don't know. We just don't know, because the wave is, it's a measure of support, and as are the trend lines, a measure of support. Okay, so this is what we found on the scanner, looking for ones, which shows the purple arrow. The scanner can show a lot. Okay. You choose the instruments that you want to see on the MT4 platform, whether you want to trade Forex stocks, commodities, cryptos. You can select the time frame. So day traders might look at the 1 minute, the 5 minute, and the 15 minute. And actually, we have a Forex trading room Mondays and Wednesdays in New York and London. And Neil looks for trades using the 1 minute, the 5 minute, and the 15 minute charts. He looks for day trades. Use these time frames. And then swing traders might look at the 1 hour, the 4 hour, and the daily. Notice I have three time frames. I like to look at three time frames, at least two time frames. I want to look at one higher, one lower. I'm always going to go to a lower time frame to take the trade, to look for that end of trend, one, two, three reversal, whether it is the end of a five-wave move or the end of the C wave, the ABC. Position takers, 4 hour, daily, weekly, you're going to be looking at the bigger time frame and look at the scanner for the setups, and then define your trade plan and go. So you have to define your trade plan, and your trade plan means that you're going to determine where you enter and where you exit. Okay, where you enter and where you exit. So where you trigger your trade, where you set your stop loss, and where are your profit taking levels. So I like to use three different profit taking levels. It's called the three profiteers. I use three profit taking levels, and this has to do with my psychology that I spoke to you about at the beginning. I tend to be, but I've gotten a lot better, a bit of a perfectionist. So at the beginning, if I would take one position, doesn't matter the size, but I would take one position and I would get out of my full position at one price. And if the market continued in my direction, I would be very disappointed that I didn't capture more of the move. And sometimes if I took one position, I wouldn't take my profits if it moved up. And let me just draw this out for you. So sometimes I wouldn't, let's say I bought here and the market moves up. Okay. And let's say I didn't have my trade plan in place and I wouldn't take my profits here. And then I would watch the market all because I only had one position. And then I would watch the market go all the way back down again. And if I were smart, I would at least get out at break even. And sometimes I wouldn't be smart and I would even take a loss. So I had to learn. I mean, I've been trading for a very, very long time. I had to learn, what can I do? What tool can I to deal with my own trading personality, i.e. perfectionism? And that's where I came up with the three profiteers. So I might take one profit target here, set another profit target there, set another profit target there. At least if I got one profit target in and I would move the rest to break even, at least I made something on a third of the position. Okay. And if the market continued to move higher, I wouldn't be disappointed because I'm taking profits along the way. So that's what I developed to deal with my own perfectionism, pre-profit. And can any of you relate to that? Anybody relate to that? Okay. Yeah? Okay, good. Maybe I shouldn't ask you questions because I want to be able to show some of you what you've asked earlier. So question, what can be done to speed up the analysis of things, like use of many monitors? Oh, well, you know, that's a loaded question. And my question back to you would be, what do you trade and how many do you trade? And are you a day trader? Are you a swing trader? Are you trading stocks? Are you trading Forex? Like that's what I would ask you. But you need to develop what you need to figure out. Forex day trader. Okay. So then you would use the scanner to find the trades. That speeds up the analysis because it's doing the work for you. It's doing all the work for you. Some kind of a scanner. Our scanner does it. And if you learn these setups, it will show you what to look for, which part of the market cycle you're going to be looking. Now, if you're trading one Forex pair or two Forex pairs for day trading, that's different, then you're going to just be analyzing those Forex pairs. But while we're on the subject of Forex, I would say that you do want to take a scan, take a look at to see what the flavor of the day or the week or the month is. Like you want to know if all the dollar pairs are moving, or if it is a yen move, or if it is you want to look at the different cross pairs to see what's really moving. Okay, sometimes the dollar pairs are moving together. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes it's a yen move. If you know it, where I'm coming from, so that can be part of your analysis. And I'm going to show you more on the scanner on stocks shortly. But there are still questions that I can answer related to this. Can the scanner alert send messages to the phone, email when the signal is raised? Absolutely, it can. Yes, it can. Okay, you set that up. Okay. Do you look for confluence of things or just Elliott wave? Will Elliott wave be enough? So again, that's a loaded question. If you're trading Forex, you want to look at, and you're trading many Forex pairs, you want to see which currencies are stronger than others. It's like a heat map. I used to have the heat map. I don't have it anymore. You want to look to see what the strongest currency is, and you want to look to see if it's a dollar pair move or if it's just a, you know, one currency that's the highlight of the day. And then you would do your Elliott wave analysis, and that would be enough for your analysis. And of course, you know, I use the Wavy Tunnel Pro setup. That's my setup. I love it. Okay. So you might have your own setup. Maybe you just look at price action. That's fine. And Elliott wave analysis, that's fine too. The scanner can identify stocks that create signals for long and short. Absolutely. Yes, it can. Now, by the way, we also have a funded program, on the MT4 platform or on the MT5 platform, but we don't have our scanner on the MT5 platform. Let me just continue to go on and actually, yeah, let me just continue to go on. I'm just going to go over and then we're going to take a break and then I'll take your requests. Okay. So let me just finish this presentation and then I will take your requests. Okay. So let's just go back to revisit TradeStation. Now I want to show you something interesting. So this is from yesterday. And by the way, we are having this done on NinjaTrader as well. It's not complete yet. And we have it on MotiveWave. Well, I'm going to show you MotiveWave. Okay. So I've picked out three different companies that I want to show you. So this is on the daily time frame. So I scanned on the daily, and this is the breakout four setup on the daily. So the early entry is when you scan for the ready. Like if I click this ready, I mean, this is a screenshot, so I can't, but if I click this ready, this will show me as soon as the gray dot shows. So we might have some ones and twos here that are just setting up. That would be an early entry. You still have to go to a smaller time frame and look at the 1, 2, 3 reversal. Your stop is going to be below the low, but this is scanning by the signal. and the signal is when price goes above the filter. So the longs are green, the shorts are red. Now, it's very interesting. In October, when the market was at, let's say in October, the market was setting up, no, actually, which month was it? After the market rallied a lot on the weekly, so all of the weekly signals happened, I started to notice, I scanned on the daily, and I started to notice that the whole sheet was red. Everything was red for shorts. And then I said, oh my, this means that we're going to have a correction because we have hit like targets on all of these charts. And it showed me this through the daily, the daily scanner. And this happened here as well. Like, all of these were showing up first many weeks ago. Now we have some greens in here. But when you see a whole bunch of reds, it's going to alert you that maybe the market is ready to sell off. Okay, now we have these greens. So let me just show you these charts. So this is JCI on the left. This is the weekly. And on the right is the daily. So on the left, we had this signal right over here. Now, the ready is when we have the gray dot. The signal is when the green arrow shows and we close above this filter. So this was just a way to have a signal once the market turned around and started to move higher. So a way for that, okay? And so that's how it works. The ready is with the gray dot. The signal is when we break above the filter. So look what happened here. We moved up. We came down in three waves. This was another entry. And then it traded higher. This hit two out of the three profit targets, okay? That's on the weekly. Now, on the daily, since I scanned for the daily, it's showing another entry, okay? This is the gray dot, and this is the arrow. It's actually repainted. I can see that this repainted. It looks like this gray dot was over here, and then it hit the signal, and then it repainted. So this gray dot repainted, this was over here. Sometimes it does repaint. I mean, this is a massive move down, okay? Now we have to look at the weekly to see if we are in any kind of supported area. And we are, we're at the weekly tunnel. So we are at a level, you know, a level of support here. But look at this. We had the gray arrow up here. The gray arrow on the weekly is the purple arrow on the daily. And then we had a massive sell-off. So will we hold here? I don't know. Okay. But we are at massive support here. This is another one, INBH. So I'm looking at the daily. This is the ready, the gray arrow, and then the signal. Okay. And then on the left, we had an earlier entry down here. So we had the breakout four trade on the weekly chart first, and that would have been down here on the daily. Okay. So it's very interesting how the two line up. And now that we've had a sell-off on weekly, we are getting the trigger on the daily. McDonald's, okay, that was a big one, a big mover, okay? We originally had the trigger right down here on the weekly chart, okay? And now we have it on the daily, just repainted. Look at this repainted. So again, we have to look at the weekly chart. We don't want to just take the trade. We need to look at the weekly chart and see what's going on. I would say if you're trading stocks, you want to get a sense of what the indices are doing as your part of your analysis. So we're at a critical level here. We've had such a massive move up. It's quite possible that McDonald's, maybe this is a five wave move down, and I, you know, maybe this is the time when we are going to move down to the weekly tunnel. Okay, it's quite possible. I mean, I would hold off here. I would hold off here because I'm seeing that, gee, maybe we can have a bigger correction. And if that's consistent with the view on the indices, then maybe I'd hold off. So this was a very, very large move up. Markets don't move straight up. We do have corrections, and maybe this is the correction, or maybe this is all of the correction. So the numbers and ready. When you're scanning on the weekly, it will be in weeks. And when you're scanning on the daily, it will be in days. And when you're scanning on the 4 hour, it will be every 4 hours. And when you're scanning on the hourly, it will be on hourly. Okay. That's how it changed. Now, I did scan on the 60 minute yesterday. Okay. I scanned on the 60 minute. Look at this. All reds. This was yesterday. All reds. Okay. So this tells us that we have hit some profit targets on the day, maybe on a higher time frame, and that we will have some sort of a correction. So, and what happened today? The market sold off. I mean, it's just, it's uncanny. Okay. I'm not looking at any of these specific companies. I just wanted to show you that sometimes we get all green and all red, and that's telling us that we could be in for some kind of a sell-off here. And what is the lowest time that it can go? Yes, you can scan on the one minute on the MT4 platform. So now I showed you MT4, I showed you TradeStation. Let me show you MotiveWave. Let me just finish this up and then we'll take a break. Okay. On MotiveWave, we have a few different scans we can do. We can scan for the purple arrow. We can scan for the gray arrow. We can do the breakout four trade. And we can do something called the purple gray gray. So this is the purple gray gray scan. And let's show a few of these charts. A purple gray gray means that we have a purple arrow, we have a gray arrow, and then we have another gray arrow, and that we should be trading higher after that. So purple gray gray gives us another entry for a move higher. It gives us another entry. Here we have purple, we have gray, gives us an entry for a move lower in this case. Purple gray gray on the left gives us an entry for a move higher. Now, this is on the hourly chart. So this takes a long time to unfold, obviously. But one of the trades that we have is that, you know, when we have a purple arrow and then the wave crosses above the tunnel, we can usually anticipate a higher purple arrow. Okay, because these arrows move in pairs. So when we have a purple at the bottom and then we start to move up, we usually have a higher purple arrow. That's why if we have an intermediary gray gray, we're looking for a higher purple arrow. And eventually, so that's why we don't want to buy up here. We would rather buy down here, you know, at support, looking for a higher level. Now you can certainly wait and look at a smaller time frame and see, wait for your 1-2-3 reversal. And you know, you can you don't have to just enter blindly here. And here are some other examples of the purple gray gray and the purple gray gray. So this just tells you trades that are setting up based on this pattern that we have. We're again looking for a lower purple arrow here to complete this pattern. And somebody is asking about head and shoulders patterns at market peak. Absolutely. We can have a look at that. Yeah. So here, look at this up here. So we could draw a trend line across this neckline. So left shoulder, right shoulder, and then boom, down we go. Okay. It's not perfect. That wasn't perfect. Here again, purple arrow, we have the left shoulder, the right shoulder, we draw the neckline here, we gap down, and then we tested it over here, and then down we go. So yes, at the end of these market swing moves, we have head and shoulder patterns, okay? The awesome oscillator is, I studied with Bill Williams, he popularized the awesome oscillator, which is a 534-5 moving average histogram, like a MACD histogram. And I use, there are lots of ways to use this awesome oscillator. I typically use it for divergence and to see if we're at a market peak. There are various ways to use it, but I like to put it on my charts, the awesome oscillator. I use it for like the most, mostly for divergence. So now let me just show you the Elite Scanner Tool and Indicator Suite that we have. So we have the indicator suite and scanners on MT4, which I showed you, Trade Station, which I showed you, MotiveWave, which I showed you, and I'm working with a programmer now to get it on NinjaTrader. So it's almost done. It's taken a really long time, but that's almost done. And then we have the indicator suite, just the indicator suite. So the moving averages and the arrows or the dots, depending on which platform it is, and the bungees, which I didn't even talk about, on TradingView and Wealth Charts. Okay, TradingView and Wealth Charts. So the Wavy Tunnel Pro Elite Tool Scanner Indicator Suite. Now I do have education with this as well. I don't know how many videos I put in there, 4 or 5 videos, which explains the basics of the Wavy Tunnel Pro, but I do have a full Wavy Tunnel Pro program that I'm not offering today, but down the road, if you wanted to get more in detail and learn about how Harmonix fits in, you would do that. Understand how the markets trade in cycles. Use our proprietary combination of cycle high and low indicators with momentum indicators to warn of market tops and bottoms. Works with stocks, futures, ETFs, Forex, and cryptocurrencies. Works for day swing and position trading. Find precise entry points for option strategies. Embrace this suite of professional tools to trade like a pro. So this is the indicator suite on the top, and this is the scanner on the bottom. Right. Bonuses, elite tool scanner training. Okay. So we have some training for you and live training sessions on the Key Wavy Tunnel Pro trade plans, dedicated Discord channel. I'm offering you a one-on-one coaching session with me to discuss, you know, how you're trading and what you can focus on. And then monthly office hours to discuss setups and answer questions. So that's what I'm offering today. And you can try this out for $49 for a month, any one of these. So MT4, TradeStation, MotiveWave, and then it's $5.97 for a 6-month subscription. Okay, for these. This includes the Elite Scanner tools. And if you just want the indicator suite, we got you covered. So for Wealth Charts and TradingView, the first month is $49, and then it's $5.97 for a year's subscription, okay, for these charts. I didn't show you Wealth Charts, but if you have Wealth Charts, they show up beautifully on Wealth Charts. I will show you TradingView when we look at some of the requests. So that's all I have for now. If you have questions, please contact me at Jody at FX Traders Edge or support at FX Traders Edge. Where you find this is you go to wavytunnelpro.com/EW tools. So I'll put that in the box for you. Okay. EW tools. That's wavytunnelpro.com/EW tools. Okay. That's the link to get these indicators and to get the scanner tool. Okay, thank you, David. David put it in properly. So now I just want to take a 5-minute break, and then I will come back and we will do some analysis on any of the markets that you want to see, and I'll answer your questions. Can I show Wealth Charts and MotiveWave before you leave? Okay, why don't you give me pause the recording.